Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast, conducted in cooperation with Marketing Profs. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, and today we'll be debating pay-per-click. Is it set for a boom or headed for a fall? So here with me to weigh in on the issue is Alan Rim Kaufman, who leads the Rim Kaufman Group, a direct marketing services and consulting firm and a fan of pay-per-click, and Steve Rubel, SVP in Edelman's Me Too Revolution practice, who's skeptical about the future of pay-per-click. So as a level set for the audience, let's start with Alan. So Alan, what's the current state of the market for pay-per-click?
Well, thanks. I'm pretty bullish on the channel, and hopefully that's not because that's the industry I'm in. Looking at this as a direct marketer, we see many of our clients, primarily online retailers, still enjoying healthy and profitable growth in sales this year over last year. Cost per clicks have certainly risen. It's not as easy as it was in the past, and probably the growth rate of the channel will certainly slow, but, you know, fundamentally it's such a tremendous way to match someone looking for something with an advertiser looking to present an offer on that query that we think 08 and 09 will continue to be extremely strong with you know, double-digit growth, perhaps low double-digit growth.
Okay. So, Steve, in a recent blog post you wrote, quote, "I'm calling a top to this market now. There are five reasons why pay-per-click advertising recession looms." So for the audience, can you give them what they are?
Sure. And just to be clear, I'm very bullish on the future for pay-per-click advertising. I think it's a wonderful medium when it works. However, I think there are some big things that are starting to really get in the way of it growing as fast as it did before. And I think that's these are important that any marketer consider this.
Okay.
As part of the mix. The first one is clutter. You know, Google seems to be adding to the number of ads that they run around the content. There's a lot of ads there, and therefore there's a lot of clutter, and I believe that a lot of people are ignoring those ads. Second is that there's a whole declining relevance of traffic. Those ads may deliver traffic, but what do people do once they get to your site? And Google is in the process of transitioning to a cost per action model, but I think that's going to take time to evolve. And with that, I think people may begin to question the whole notion of kind of irrelevant traffic or traffic that doesn't really do anything for you. Third, the costs for pay per click are rising. They've been going up 33% each month, and so I think that eventually people are going to say, "Look, you know, we can't keep paying for pay per click." I'm seeing that already in some client meetings. Mm-hmm. And they're looking for other alternatives, which leads me to fourth, is that people, I think marketers are spreading the online ball around. It's no longer just about display, sponsorship, or SEM. I think they have lots of other options, including behavioral targeting, web episodes, social networking, etc. And then fifth, and last but not least, I mean, you know, search ads are viewed as untrustworthy. I mean, there's a study done by Nielsen, and it revealed that search engine advertising suffers from low trust. And we find that things that have higher trust value, particularly editorial, for example, continues to remain very strong. So when you look at those five factors, I think all those are kind of potential stumbling blocks for pay-per-click advertising.
Excellent. Alan, so what's your take on that?
Well, I think it's really important to split paid search into the different kinds of paid search. There's core search in response to user queries, and then there's the contextual networks, the AdSense networks and so forth. And Steve mentioned the cost per action move that Google's going through. That's in the actual AdSense contextual advertisements, which have always been quite weak. Many marketers pay maybe 10 cents on the dollar, one-tenth as much for those clicks as they would for core search. And so the fact that contextual advertising isn't targeted and full of click fraud, yeah, I agree. But the core stuff is working and is working great. Steve mentioned a 33%, I think he said monthly, but he probably meant yearly rise in CPCs. You know, among our clients, we've seen a more modest increase. We blended across the difference between 06 and 07, only up about 5 cents. Last year, for our major clients, weighted all in, we were paying about 51 cents per click. This year to date, we're at about 54 cents per click. Now, granted, when terms go through the roof and get too expensive, we don't advertise them on anymore because we're very efficiency-based. But that being said, while certain sectors are having CPCs go through the roof, I think there's rationalization in a lot of the areas there that the people bidding on the clicks are sane. I would totally agree with Steve about spreading the ball around, that editorial is more trusted, and there's lots of options out there. But I think I'd point to the size of the pay-per-click industry and the fact that advertisers are plowing money into it. It's not all dumb money. I mean, Google's growth is really fundamentally different than the dot-com boom in that there's true sales at the end of the day going back to the retailers. And I think that the evidence, whether or not paid search is as trustworthy as editorial, clearly editorial is more trustworthy, but the clicks are converting and converting better than catalogs in the mail or Yellow Pages ads or so forth. So
there's no dispute yet. The clicks are converting. It's just the question is how many of them, you know, how long does that continue?
Mm-hmm.
So, Steve, there was one assumption in there that I kind of liked, which was something around, you know, the effectiveness of these ads were going down, similar to what sounded like to me like banner ads, right? So people got sort of numb to banner ads. Is one of your assumptions that people will become a little bit more numb to pay-per-click?
Yeah, I do believe that, especially as the, you know, as the Google results get even stronger than they are now, and, you know, that, I mean, if that's even possible. But, I mean, Google's updating its search engine in real time now for at least a good many sites. And so, you know, if you Google any new search, you just see how fast it tends to update. So there's also, I think, an overall backlash against Internet advertising altogether. So, I mean, as, you know, IBM predicted that advertising in general in 5 years will look nothing like it does today. And that study was released last week. So, you know, what I'm kind of saying is that it's mature.
Right.
And when it gets to be mature, changes start to happen. And I think that you can't just take it for granted that the growth is endless and at the pace that it was for the last 6-7 years or so.
I would totally agree that the growth rate is going to come down and that the channel is maturing, and the maturity comes from both slowing in the growth of inventory. There are only so many people with broadband and only so many searches people do per day. So that's one slowing factor. And another slowing factor is the advertisers are becoming a lot more sophisticated. And I think too, the channel requires an increasingly amount of sophistication as it comes down to tracking and bid management and so forth. Whereas when the industry started, when I got my first start in this, if you weren't printing money through the channel, you were asleep. It was just so easy. And the standards have risen as cost per clicks have gone up. But still, even in a mature channel, it's the largest piece of the internet pie. It's a highly significant channel, and it's controllable. A lot of the editorial, word of mouth, pass along, blogging, and so forth is more akin to PR, where critically important, everyone should be doing it, but it's not a knob that you can dial up or down at your whim.
I can't dispute that either. It's not. And then obviously I'm in PR, so I'm biased there. But I do think that the trust factor is really important. And if that's trusted more, then the money may move that way. Trust wins again and again and again. And so
for our clients that have both highly placed organic results from news or word of mouth or their own sites and a pay-per-click, we find that they get better return on both their unpaid and their paid. It's kind of the old 1 and 1 equals 3. And so the combination, I think, just as in the physical print of having both editorial coverage and a print ad side by side, where you can control the message through the paid advertising and show the establishment, show the strength, and then have the independent content, I think that combination, that's really the winning magic element to go for both sides of the page.
And Alan, you know, one of the assumptions that's within here is that, you know, we're reaching a saturation point, which to me sounds like every marketer is already in the pool, and that there are no more late arrivers coming to that party. But I don't fundamentally believe that. I still think that there's people who have yet to sort of adopt some of the pay-per-click. Are you seeing that in your business?
I would agree, and even people that are running significant campaigns really aren't as sophisticated as they should be. We regularly review campaigns from major internet retailer 50 clients that don't have proper tracking or proper economics. They're bidding at the campaign or the ad group level. They're not at the ad level. They don't have well-developed copy or term lists. So I think that while most of the advertisers are already at the party, it's not clear that all of them have found the bar yet. So the sophistication will continue to rise over the next 12 to 24 months. The growth in the spending in the channel, the growth of search, that's going to be fundamentally constrained by how many people are running searches. Maybe that will increase with mobile. A lot of Steve's comments about the weakness of search, again, I'll go back to the difference between core search and the contextual networks. The contextual networks, in a sense, were invented by the search engines to drive up their inventory. They needed more clicks to sell to keep up their revenues, to keep up their market valuations. And necessarily, those those matching search ads to words on the page are weaker. And I think advertisers have seen that and understand that. But the core search is, I'm bullish on the channel because I just see it working day in, day out.
Yeah. And Steve, another angle, which I think is a classic, is from Google's point of view, what they're doing is they're doing the product line extension, right? They're moving into video, they're moving into radio, TV, and print, you know, using their same exact model. Isn't that designed to yield more inventory and also keep the early adopters from getting bored?
Yeah, it is designed to get more inventory and more formats. And with the purchase of DoubleClick, obviously they're going to move very hard into display and sponsorship. So I think that they're hedging their bets, in a portfolio approach, which is smart for them. You know, again, why are they doing that? And I think that the reason might be they may anticipate that eventually there could be some softness in paperclip.
Interesting. Alan, your view?
I would agree. And I think it's important just to differentiate the softness in the channel versus the softness in the growth in the channel. The exponential stratospheric growth in spend, in clicks, in adoption just can't continue. But I think when the dust settles and things calm down, this channel will have a very prominent place, a very stable, a very mature place in the direct marketers and the brand marketers' bag of tricks.
Nice, nice. Okay. Bottom line this for me, guys. Give me a quick answer. What should marketers be doing about pay-per-click today? Alan?
It's the blocking and tackling. You need great, great tracking, bid management, strong campaigns, big long-term keyword lists, and copy testing, and finally landing page testing.
Great. Steve, last word?
Yeah, I think you got to be thinking about it from an action perspective, not just traffic. Traffic is a commodity. You can get traffic, you're going to get traffic organically. It's what are people doing once they get there, and what action are they taking, and how are you measuring that? And I think that the model eventually is going to move towards perform, being measured that way.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot for your time, guys. And for our listeners, now it's your turn. Let us know what side you favor by leaving a comment on the corresponding blog, or feel free to comment on a topic you'd like to see us explore further. So thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with another ProfCast, so don't miss it.